This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I had a friend named Bill Camel. He used to rob, steal, and gamble. And on the side he'd beg, so he mopped up. I told him he shouldn't do it, and Camel told me he knew it. So he started begging with a bucket instead of a cup.
He's in the jailhouse now.
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 All right, John Rappaport's about to take over. And I want to explain something. When I was a little bit hysterical there at the last segment, I myself am mad at myself that I'm not more alarmist on air, okay? We just saw a giant hoax. They now have top scientists confirming COVID-19 is a complete fraud. John Rappaport's right. And now they're still moving ahead with forced inoculations and permanent lockdowns and big tech tracking all our locations with Black Lives Matter, every major tech platform, forced taking over your phone and computer and services you pay for and forcing you to hear how you're a bad white person. We're all in a giant re-education camp. This is fantastically illegal, fantastically dangerous, just insanely 1984. And it's only going to get worse because no one got in trouble for all the coup attempts and all the insanity and the craziness. And then you look at how disconnected and insane the Democrat leadership is. You think, oh, good, they're morons. Nancy Pelosi can't find her ass with both hands. That's why they're even in more danger. They're crazy. And the most radical, whacked out Marxist-Leninist that are out there destabilizing things for the Rothschilds are the ones that are in control now. This is just degeneracy. This isn't just the elites, the alpha maggots out of control. This is the corruption of the human soul and the domestication and people taken off the land and taken out of nature and turned into these house gerbils that we've all become. And we're all becoming weak. We're all becoming stupid. And there's an awakening to that. We're trying to climb out of the hole. But Big Pharma and all of us is trying to shove us back in there. And there's an 89% increase in psychotropics and, you know, drug prescriptions. And we're just being bombed with chemical weapons. And we have to say no and reject everything that the corporate media and the New World Order pushes. All of it is death. All of it is the enemy. All of it is mass psychotic behavior, French Revolution on PCP. We have become a rabbit. John Rappaport's coming up.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother. Neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
The number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Rabid.
White males.
The only way the dog hunts is you spread the word. You are the sea on which the ship of truth sails. John Rappaport takes over. But first, a short 2-minute clip from myself in 2018 predicting all of this. Back in 60 seconds, spread the word. Rappaport's loaded for bear. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. Taking over the U.S. They are creating the racial division. They are creating the sexual division. They are creating all of the admitted crises in this country in their own admissions in WikiLeaks. And they're horrified to see the economy coming back and all these good things happening. So they're going to throw their full force against America in an attempt to encircle Congress with 1 million people and then to begin violent actions to run the patriots in D.C. out of the swamp so they can reestablish it. They believe that they're cornered. They know humanity's waking up. And so they're going to launch their full assault of violence and intimidation and terrorist attacks, I believe, in this country. They've got all the Democratic Party talking heads saying, attack Trump supporters, bully him, kick him out of restaurants. And when you see the weak-minded people they've got lined up to support them and to chant, they're all professors or government workers or little scared leftists that bought into the fact that they were on the winning team and they were the cool group and they ran everything and they were going to teach flyover country and Christians and veterans and everybody. They were the ruling class. These people don't believe the dream of human empowerment. They believe in China and its enslavement of their own population. They believe in authoritarianism. They believe if they go kiss the ass of the globalists, they are in power.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
This is John Rappaport sitting in on the fourth hour here. Oh, boy. So, the riots, whatever you want to call them. There's a lot of things I could say about that, but one of the things that I want to make clear is the COVID-19 story has been falling apart piece by piece, lie by lie. My tech producer told me the other day I've written 140 articles on COVID-19 since the beginning. I had no idea. I just keep going. And so I've seen how different pieces of the story about social distancing, the masks, the isolation, the discovery of the virus even, the tests, the case numbers, one phony piece of lying after another is exposed. Not just by people in the so-called alternative media, and not just by certain doctors here and there, but by mainstream public officials in other countries, by researchers who have all kinds of mainstream credentials in other countries, by other governments, who are seeing through all of these lies and making it known that the people at the top of the World Health Organization and the CDC and so on and so forth, and people like Fauci, are basically political. That has nothing to do with their scientific ability or talent or expertise or anything like that. They're the mouthpieces for Bill Gates, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, who from the beginning have been planning to use this fake epidemic as the excuse for and the doorway into the new normal. That's what they like to call it, which is really the brave new world of technocracy. That's what they have settled on long ago as a pattern for global control and governance. 5G, Internet of Things, smart cities, energy quotas eventually for every citizen, social credit scores, of course, vaccination to up to your eyeballs, surveillance of the planet inch by inch in real time from thousands of new satellites in space, etc., etc., etc. High-tech slavery. That's their model. And COVID-19 is supposed to be the excuse somehow, don't look for logic, into saying we can never go back, it's got to be a new world, new normal, borderless nations, one global governance plan, catch the new pandemics earlier before they spread, etc., etc., all of that kind of baloney, top down. But nevertheless, the COVID-19 story has been falling apart, not just fraying at the edges, but starting to collapse. And of course, with the reopening of the economy, people who come out of their houses are focusing on getting back to work, earning a living, enjoying the outdoors. They're not focused on catching a disease. So all of these factors present a tremendous and distinct threat to the global planners. A threat that maybe their excuse is not powerful enough to usher in altogether the new world order. So one of the purposes of all of these organized and coordinated riots across America is an operation to cover another operation. An operation to deflect the public attention and the professional attention entirely away from the collapsing COVID-19 story and refocus it on the new threat. Now, that's not the only purpose, but I'm telling you, that's very important and never forget it. That is one of the main things. It's like the television news networks are taking all of that around-the-clock COVID-19 coverage that people have been watching, the mass mind control operation, and wiping it off the screen on one side, and then on the other, they're bringing in all the riot coverage around the clock to cover the story, the COVID-19 story. One operation covers another. It's just like what happens in a theater between Act 1 and Act 2 of a play. The curtain comes down. The crew suddenly races out onto the stage. The audience doesn't see it. They move the props and the flats around, and they change the sets for Act 2. The curtain goes up, and the audience is looking at something completely new. It's the same thing. COVID-19 was Act 1, the riots are Act 2. In this case, again, to repeat myself, the farce, the fake pandemic, falling apart as a story, is obscured and buried by what you're seeing on the screen right now. The riots from organized, controlled, coordinated riots from one end of the country to another. That's a biggie, folks. They're going to come back with COVID-19. You can be sure of that. They're not finished with that by any stretch of the imagination. but they're adjusting their toupees, their stories, their pretensions, their messaging. They're figuring out how to move to the next escalated phase of COVID-19, which is the central operation. And it also includes, of course, the vaccination. If they can bring it to market, finally, the COVID-19 vaccine for 7-8 billion people on the planet. Bill Gates' wet dream. And we have to talk about that. This is serious business. It may not seem so serious at the moment because of the riots. I understand that. But very early on, when I was speaking to Alex on air, I said, pointing to China, the epidemic is a fake, the vaccine is the hammer. And it still is. And it's very important. And we'll get into details about that coming up right after the break. Stay with us.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the vaccine, the COVID vaccine here. Because that is the hammer. That's what Bill Gates is doing all this for. That's why he's there. This was the plan since the beginning. Everything would lead up to that. So I've discussed before the possibilities of what this vaccine is going to be. And I'll just summarize for now. It could be a traditional type of vaccine like we've seen before with the standard levels of toxicity and so forth, which are considerable, make no mistake about it. Or it could be two new technologies for vaccines, which have never been introduced into the marketplace before, but could be slipped in now under the rush and the hysteria of we have to have a solution and we've got to do it right now and we can't wait. And they would be, first of all, DNA technology, DNA vaccines, which are not really vaccines at all. They are gene therapy. And this was overtly mentioned in the New York Times on March 10th, 2015, in an article about DNA vaccines. I've cited it, quoted it several times. It's not really a vaccine, it's gene therapy. The theory is they inject synthesized genes into the body that set off a series of reactions that make a person immune to a particular disease. Okay. The point of the article, really, when you read down far enough, was to see that introducing these genes permanently alters the genetic makeup of the person who receives the vaccine. Any person, every person. And they go to a Nobel laureate, Dr. David Baltimore, and they ask him for his opinion about this. Because after all, he's investigating these vaccines. And he says, yes, it's a, you know, very interesting technology and so forth. He says, but I can see how some people might be leery about altering their genetic makeup. Really, David? A few people might be leery. Permanently alters your genetic makeup. And if you think that the experts really know exactly how and in what way it will alter your genetic makeup, you're extremely naive. Because research paper after research paper shows that in this genetic type tinkering with humans, there are always unintended consequences, even in animal studies, where the ripples just keep on going. It's not just, oh, we changed this thing, which is bad enough, but then that led to this, to that, to this, to that, multiple domino effects at the same time with completely unknown consequences. So that is one possibility for a COVID-19 vaccine. The other is called an RNA vaccine. That's getting a lot of attention because an absurd company named Moderna, which is working in conjunction with Anthony Fauci at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, is in clinical trials of an RNA COVID-19 vaccine. And so far, the results don't look very good at all. But not to worry, they're plunging ahead. What is the problem there? Other companies have tried to bring this technology to the marketplace, and they have failed because they've always encountered very serious safety problems. That means harm to people in clinical trials. What particular kind of harm? Well, for example, what's called autoimmune reactions, which is basically the body goes to war against itself. It looks at some aspect or parts of itself as the enemy, the immune system does, and then it tries to defeat it, which causes anything from organ failures to who knows what. Horrendous. But Fauci, Bill Gates, and others really, really, really want to get an RNA product like a vaccine into the marketplace. Why? Because manufacturing one, bringing it to market, is much faster, much easier, much quicker than manufacturing and producing the old type vaccine. What is that? Well, that means that for any new virus or old virus or invented virus or fake virus that the World Health Organization or Bill Gates decides is important at the moment, they can simply say, hey, we can have a vaccine ready in 2 months. So what does that add? 200 of new vaccines on the market forced upon the population with disastrous consequences. So there you have the other kind of technology. Now, on top of all of this, and an article that I just posted on my website today, has to do with the, with the contamination of traditional vaccines with nanoparticles. Tiny particles from nanotechnology. This is based on a 2017 study, which I quote extensively, out of Italy, in which the researchers apparently for the first time used an electron microscope and other such means to look at traditional vaccines like the DPT, the MMR, the HPV, and so on and so forth, flu vaccines, manufactured by many of the biggest producers in the world, whose names you're familiar with, to see what they could find. And at that deep, deep, deep level, they found massive contamination of these vaccines with mostly metallic nanoparticles, many different elements and compounds, some of which puzzled them completely. In some cases, clusters of these nanoparticles. In other cases, the bonding of the metallic nanoparticles to biological substances in the body. And the researchers concluded that these particles would certainly cause chronic.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Bio-Drew Selenium, 60% off. ChillForce, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Talking about the contamination of traditional vaccines with these tiny, tiny metallic nanoparticles that cause chronic, ongoing inflammatory reaction in the body, which is extremely debilitating and dangerous. Now, the researchers on this study, this Italian study, they don't know how these nanoparticles got into the vaccines. That was not part of their research. They don't know where the vaccines were originally manufactured or where components of the vaccines were originally manufactured. These are key questions. For example, domestically in the United States, we know that a great many of our vaccines or components of vaccines are produced overseas. We know, for example, that in China there have been a number of pharmaceutical scandals of various kinds relating to contamination of products and safety concerns. Horrendous. These are vital questions that need to be answered, and until they are, as far as I'm concerned, one would be suicidal to trust the authorities about any vaccines whatsoever. And on this show and others, I've spoken already about the idea and the concept that vaccines were a lunatic notion from the beginning. They were never safe. They were never effective. They were never useful. They never meant anything. Their only real effect, when there is an effect, is destruction in the body. And because they can suppress outward symptoms of, visible symptoms of diseases, researchers and doctors automatically assume that means that they're preventing those diseases, which is a gigantic lie, and is the basic lie at the bottom of all vaccines. That makes these people say, well, we just eliminated 1 million cases of measles. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Nothing of the sort happened. You're total liars. You're fakers. You're scum. Because you don't own up to the fact that what you did with those vaccines was you suppressed the outward symptoms of measles. And that's your calling preventing cases of measles, which is a total lie. What you've done is you've engaged the immune system in a low-level war inside the body against what you've injected, reducing the capability of the immune system to produce the kind of reaction, healthy reaction, that would make these clinical signs of the disease visible, like rashes and so forth. The immune system can't do that anymore. It's too weak. So you don't see the symptoms, so you say you've eliminated the disease, it's a gigantic lie, everybody buys it, and now you can go on to keep faking it about vaccines are wonderful, and we all know that, and the science is settled, and, you know, all the horrific lies we've been told, which are going to culminate, if Bill Gates has his way, in a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, again, with nanoparticles of metallic origin, many different elements, as found in this Italian study, contaminating vaccines, traditional vaccines, what else could this mean? I've also published an article, maybe you remember the Charles Lieber scandal, the head of the Department of Chemistry at Harvard, who was arrested and charged with lying to the federal government about his monetary financial connections to China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in looking into this guy, I discovered, of course, that he is one of the pioneers and great technologists of nanotechnology in the world. That's why the Chinese want him. He has trained many, many, many students who have gone on to become professors, including Chinese students who come over here, get their PhDs, and now head up nanotechnology departments at major U.S. universities. Now, in this article, in digging around to find out what nanotechnology was all about, I came across a piece from a journal or magazine called Nano Today that talked about using nano implants as tiny sensors, and we're talking, when I say tiny, I mean really tiny, okay? It's not like tiny like a speck of dust on your table. That's like a planet compared to a nanoparticle. Tiny sensors placed inside the body. That is a major area of research and study today. And what would these sensors do? They would report out data to some control center, wherever that is, on what's happening inside the body right now in real time, on physical processes, processes of the brain and other organs and so on and so forth. And the research is also focusing on using these tiny nanosensors to receive information sent in from the outside in the form of instructions to the brain. Well, that opens the doorway to all manner of inquiry. Instructions about what? We know that out front they're talking about prosthesis and possible reversal of paralysis and so on and so forth. But behind that, in places like the Chinese scientific establishment, DARPA, the technological arm of the Pentagon, Rockefeller Foundation Institute, and so on, where they're really interested in one thing, which is control, what kind of research are they really doing? To use these sensors to receive instructions inside the brain that would dictate feeling, impulse, focus, you name it. It would just depend upon the effectiveness and the specificity of the technology. They would take it as far as it could go. That's their MO. That's what they do. Whatever they can produce as an effect in the body and control, they'll do it. That's what they want. They're not going to say, oh, well, we can't go for this. All right, we've done our job, and now it's time to just check out and, retire. No, they're going to take this as far as they possibly can. So with the reality that we now understand of these huge numbers of metallic nanoparticles inside the body because the vaccines and traditional vaccines contain them, that does in fact open the door to asking, not just politely, but demanding an answer to, what are these nanoparticles doing there, and what use are you trying to make of them? Where did they come from? Who made the vaccines that contain these particles? Which companies? Which governments? Etc., etc. How did the particles exactly get in there? The researchers of this Italian paper do not go into these matters. That was not their area of research. They broke through on the level of, hey, look what we found. But we have to go much further and demand answers to these questions. Otherwise, well, in any case, accepting and trusting vaccinologists to tell you to take vaccines is simply suicide. We'll be back after the break.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4-line offer requires at least 1 port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show, joining John Rappaport in, and if something I discovered about an hour ago, there was a interview on Yahoo Finance on Twitter, and it's Drew Brees giving some remarks about how he feels about kneeling in the national anthem, and you can find the full article and videos on InfoWars right now. Twitter censors Drew Brees to stir up more racial division, and he sticks to his guns, which I like. But what I want to do is just explain a couple things before we go to this video. I screen captured the video portion where it's a minute and 44 seconds long, but at 41 seconds, it jumps back to the beginning. Like it's an auto completion. It's going to go back and do it again, how Twitter does it. And so you think, oh, I finished the video. And I'm watching it. I'm like, why does it keep cutting him off? And then I look at the time. I'm like, why is it not finishing the video? So I screen captured it. Here's the report. Let's go to it now.
Hey, everybody. Rob Dew here with News Supreme, and I just want to show you how Twitter is censoring information in live time. Now, this is pretty crazy. Right now, Drew Brees is the number one subject trending on Twitter, and it has to do with what he said about kneeling and how the NFL should deal with it in the wake of the George Floyd killing. And we have a minute 44-second clip from Yahoo Finance. This clip goes to 41 seconds and stops every time. You don't get to really hear what Drew Brees says. So I'm going to play you the three times in a row. It jumps back. It doesn't let him finish his sentence. And then I'm going to play the version that I grabbed off Yahoo Finance, off their Twitter account, the full minute 44 seconds. You can see what he actually says. This is manipulation just to create more cancel culture fallout. And this is going to lead people not to want to say anything, not to speak out, and shut up. Because that's what Twitter wants people to do. They want people to shut up unless they're saying the right thing. Jack Dorsey's treated like he's some Jedi and he knows everything. And all he is a master manipulator, and he's taking you for a fool. Here's the clip.
everyone is looking back now at Kaepernick's protests from a few years ago, and obviously they were always about police brutality, and now it's coming back to the fore, and a lot of people expect that we will see players kneeling again even when the NFL season starts. I'm curious how you think the NFL will and should respond to that, and of course, you're such a leader in the league. What is your responsibility as a leader in times like this for the rest of your teammates and players in the league?
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at.
So there it is, right there. It just stops and it goes back to the beginning of the clip. I'm not going to make you sit through the two more times that it's on that video, but you can go watch it for yourself. But now we're going to play the full screen version of him. This is the full minute 44 that I downloaded right off their Twitter site, and you can see what he actually says. And then we'll come back and get John's opinion on this. Go ahead.
Everyone is looking back now at Kaepernick's protests from a few years ago, and obviously they were always about police brutality, and now it's coming back to the fore, and a lot of people expect that we will see players kneeling again even when the NFL season starts. I'm curious how you think the NFL will and should respond to that. And, of course, you're such a leader in the league. What is your responsibility as a leader in times like this for the rest of your teammates and players in the league?
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s, and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together, we can all do better, and that we are all part of the solution.
Now, for the life of me, I can't figure out why they would want to censor that answer other than to stir up racial division, to just focus on, I'm never going to defend anyone who doesn't stand for the flag. Here's a guy who gave $5 million for the coronavirus fake pandemic, but he still gave it, so he believes in a lot of this stuff that goes on. But he has refused to walk back his stance. He was asked again by the by Fox News, and he said, no, I'm standing by it. John Rapoport, it's not a big issue, but it is weird how Twitter is censoring these videos to only show part of them. Have you ever seen this before?
No, I never saw that before. I mean, they knock it off at the crucial moment when he's saying, but let me explain this to you. Let me tell you what this is actually all about, why I feel this way. And then his remarks, you know, for anybody watching him who's in a reasonable frame of mind, is going to say, okay, I understand exactly what he's saying. I see where he's coming from, whether you agree with him or you don't agree with him. There it is.
Yeah, and now it's middle of the road.
When you chop it off, okay, now it's a whole different story. Now it's like, okay, let's nail this guy. Let's make him an object of scorn, attack him, et cetera, et cetera.
And it jumps back. You can see on the screen, it jumps back at 41 seconds. I do it three times in a row just because I wanted to make sure that it was actually happening before I made a big deal about it, because it's literally a center-of-the-road comment. But they're trying to take that and turn it into something that they can turn into more racial division. Here's a guy who's one of the premier quarterbacks in the league, and you know, he does good for his community. He loves New Orleans, which is got a high black population. So I don't think the guy's racist. He plays a lot of black guys on his team. I don't think this guy's a racist, but they're trying to turn that into, oh, he hates Colin Kaepernick because this guy wanted to wear pig socks and kneel during the national anthem.
And And maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, but my sense is that whoever this guy is right there who's starting to ask him the question, he's hoping to bait Drew Brees into the kind of answer that's going to heap scorn on Brees' head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how are you going to be the leader? He already knows how Brees is going to answer the question. He already knows what the response is going to be. And he's kind of thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Right. We got to dredge it up, and maybe Twitter can help me do this. It did say, guys, if you could pull up that little shot again of the tweet, it does say something at the bottom like Twitter live cut. I wonder if that has something to do with it where Twitter gets to come in and kind of oversee the media, because it's not something I've seen. So it's Twitter media studio live cut. But maybe that's something they took out of the Twitter studio. But it's a full clip, and it won't play by itself. You have to actually download the full clip to see it. And this is manipulation I think we're going to see going forward, end of the election. Trump's going to get a sentence out, and then it's going to repeat, and people aren't going to actually look at the video because the video doesn't show up the time code unless you put your cursor over it. So if your cursor's not over it, you're not even going to see that the media's been manipulated. And this is sort of the weird CIA-type mind control tactics that they're going to keep implementing as we go forward. So we really have to be on the lookout for stuff like this.
Well, we see this all over the place. A video goes up on YouTube. It's controversial by the standards of YouTube. So they take it down and make it disappear as if it never was there. It vanishes. In some cases, they tell you, you violated the fictional community standards, whatever that means. In other cases, they just take it down without telling the person who put it up there in the beginning that it's taken down.
And it's all arbitrary. It's all arbitrary. It's all by whatever the censor feels like doing that day.
Yes, although you can pretty much predict that if, for example, what I was saying earlier in the show about vaccines was made into a YouTube video, it probably lasts a couple of days at the most, because I've had them taken down before, always with violating community standards. Who is this community you're talking about? What community is that?
The Chinese
I've never
community.
Seen.
It's the Chinese community. That's what it is, you know. And the big pharma, you know.
I don't think any Chinese community, except maybe the government over there, would object. So it's like we are inventing this thing we call a community.
Yeah.
And we're just censoring it on their behalf. So
it's a straw. It's a straw community.
Go along with us.
Instead of the straw man, we have the straw community. Now the straw community doesn't agree with this. So
right. The
straw community says, no, we have to get rid of this bit of information because we don't like it. Even though it's respected medical sources that are saying it, these are doctors that have been in practice for years. We're going to take their video down. I knew that video was going to get pulled. And you can almost tell. You're exactly right. You can almost tell when these videos are going to go. And so we grab them, put them up on band.video for people to see for free. So that's why we need your support out there.
Absolutely, man. Band video is fantastic.
It is. And, John, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate everybody out there supporting us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have an amazing sale going on for the rest of the week. I don't know how long it's going to last because some things keep going out of stock. So InfoWarsStore.com is where you can go. Check everything out. Thank you for watching. I'm Rob Dew. You can't follow me on Twitter because I've been censored. War Room's coming up next.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.